All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Saturday night saw a welterweight fight take place in Sheffield, England, as you had the IBF welterweight champion Kell Brook defending his title against the undefeated Errol Spence. The fight would come to an end in the 11th round when Brook took a knee as a result of an eye injury. Now, Brook had already had his right eye damaged in his previous fight against Gennady Golovkin, and he had to have surgery on that eye. This time around, it was the left eye, and subsequently, Brook will need surgery on that one as well. And first of all, you have to ask yourself, will Kell Brook be able to recover? And as far as I'm concerned, the deck is going to be stacked against him. Why? I go back to Antonio Margarito several years ago when he had one of his eyes damaged at the hands of Manny Pacquiao. And you figure between the fight with Manny Pacquiao and the fight with Miguel Cotto, you know, that basically ended, you know, Margarito's run right there. And it's going to be very tough because it is so difficult as a fighter when one eye gets messed up to go out there and still be a top fighter. Now Kell Brook is trying to go out there and still be a top fighter with two eyes messed up, and it's going to be very difficult. Should he come back, I think the time is right for him to move up to either 154 or 160. He made the weight for this title match at 147, but he had to drop 35 pounds to do so. And you saw in the second half of this fight that Kell Brook ran out of gas, and Errol Spence was able to take advantage of that. And with that said, Errol Spence earned a ton of respect from a lot of people worldwide with what he was able to do on Saturday. He went out there and got his first world championship. And on top of that, he did it in Brook's backyard of Sheffield, England. He walked into the Lion's Den. Of course, it was a very hostile crowd, and Spence went out there and found a way to silence them. I think he used his jab with precision throughout the fight. Kell Brook did have some flurries, but to me, this was a fight, especially in the second half of the fight, which was dominated by one Errol Spence, and now he is bringing that IBF welterweight championship back to the United States. Now, of course, he's undefeated, and Keith Thurman is undefeated as well, so you're going to hear the talk about a potential fight between Keith Thurman and Errol Spence. And of course, right now, Keith Thurman finds himself in possession of the WBA, WBC welterweight championships. You also have Lamont Peterson, who has a belt at 147, as does Manny Pacquiao. But I think the big money fight right now for Errol Spence is going to be a potential fight with Keith Thurman. Now, Thurman is on the sideline right now as he recently had elbow surgery, and it's going to be up to Spence and his people. Will they sit around and wait out and let Thurman get healthy and have this fight happen? And I think more than likely that is going to be the route in which he goes. I'll tell you like this. The 147 division right now in boxing is loaded. So if you are a guy and you can say that you have at least one title at that division, you're saying something, because you're talking about some dynamic fighters at 147. The likes of Danny Garcia, I mentioned Keith Thurman, Errol Spence, Lucas Matisse, Adrian Browner, and the list just goes on and on and on. But I think Errol Spence let a lot of people know that he is for real. Some people weren't taking him serious out there as they felt that he didn't fight anybody. He stepped up. He took this fight. He went into a hostile environment, and he came out smelling like a rose. So I think the future is bright for this young man at 147. And eventually, he'll probably move up to 154. But I'll tell you right now, he is primed for a big-time run at this weight class, and it's just a matter of time before he gets into the ring with one Keith One-Time Thurman. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA Finals. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.